This practice is for the fears, the ones about birth that visit in the quiet moments. We're not going to argue with them, and we're certainly not going to pretend they're not there. Fear that's been seen clearly takes up far less room than fear glimpsed from the corner of your eye. That's the whole method. We look at it gently together. Settle into a comfortable position. Three slow breaths to arrive. In. And long out. In. And out, shoulders dropping. In. And all the way out. Now, and only as much as feels right today, invite one fear about birth to come forward. Not the biggest one, just one that's been visiting lately. Maybe it's about the intensity, about things not going to plan, about how you'll cope, or who'll be there, or what comes after. Let it take shape. You can name it in a few quiet words, just to yourself. Good, that took courage, and you did it easily. Now find where this fear lives in your body. Fear is never only a thought, it rents space somewhere. A band across the chest, a knot under the ribs, a tight throat, a clenched jaw, a braced belly. Scan gently and notice where yours sits. Breathe toward that place. Not to push the feeling out, just to make room around it. A slow breath in, sent toward the tightness. And a long breath out, letting the space around it soften, the way ground softens around a stone after rain. Again, in toward it. Out, softening around it. Notice the fear may still be there, but it has more room now. It's no longer pressed against everything. Here's something kind and true about this fear. It came to protect you. Every fear is a guard, standing at a door, trying to keep you safe. It just has old information. So we're not going to fight the guard. We're going to update it. With the fear in view, offer it what's true now, slowly, like telling a worried friend. My body was built for this work, and it has been preparing for months without any help from me. I will not be doing this alone. There will be skilled hands and steady voices in the room. Training for calm, every day. And the calm I practice is the calm that will come. Whatever path my birth takes, I can meet it one breath at a time. No path makes me less. Now picture holding this fear, actually holding it, like a small, hard object in your open palm. You've looked at it. You've thanked the guard. You don't have to carry it everywhere anymore. So in your mind, set it down. Somewhere safe, somewhere outside your body. You can pick it up again if you ever need it, that's allowed. But for now, set it down. And feel your hand open. And feel how much lighter the carrying arm becomes. Breathe into the space it left. And place something there instead. One steady sentence. Yours to choose. Perhaps I am being prepared for this a little more every day. Say yours silently twice. Rest a moment with the lighter weight of you. One fear per visit is plenty. This practice works retail, not wholesale. Come back another day for another one. Each fear you meet this way loses its echo, and what remains is something quieter, respect for the day ahead, without dread of it. And one thing before we finish. Because it matters. If fear of birth ever feels bigger than a practice like this, if it's constant, or it's stealing sleep, or it makes you want to avoid thinking about birth at all, tell your midwife. Severe fear of birth is real. It has a name, and it responds well to proper support. Asking for that support is not the opposite of this practice. It's the strongest move in it. A final breath. And out, long and unburdened. Open your eyes, one guard updated. Well done.